This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Republican leaders in the House postponed a vote on a big immigration bill today, unable to agree amongst themselves as to what exactly they want that bill to do. The White House, meanwhile, is letting people read the tea leaves as to what its policy change on family separation is going to mean in actual practice. But there is a truism here about immigration that is not going away. The reality of our southern border as an economic center of gravity. Marketplace's Andy Euler is just back from a couple of days down in Brownsville, Texas, on the border. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Kai.
While the courts and the Trump administration and maybe Congress, who knows, sort out whatever this policy is or is not going to be, our slice of this, and it's worth a mention here, is that that border is central to so much stuff that happens in the American economy.
Well, and it's also one of these borders where you talk about it as, you know, a place where you have to cross, but it's so fluid down in Brownsville and Matamoros, which is literally a 10-minute walk across a bridge from Texas. The people there, when you talk to them, don't think of it really as a sort of border, except that you have to show your passport to get to the next spot. They have jobs there. They may live in Brownsville and work in Mexico or vice versa. It's not this sort of border as we think about it, or certainly the administration thinks about it.
You obviously brought your passport with you. You took a walk down across that bridge, right? The 10-minute walk?
I did. And I ended up meeting up with a guy who's running for basically vice mayor of Matamoros. His name is Francisco Galvan. And he told me, look, it's not necessarily just this administration cracking down on illegal crossing and detaining everybody that tries to cross. It's affecting people that actually have a right to work or live on both sides.
The requirements of the American government has been tougher on income, and how many years have you been on the job, and it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher. So people who have had visas for 10 years, at the time their visas have to be renewed, they've been denied.
So let me ask you this, though. What did he have to say about if this doesn't get fixed, if it doesn't get solved?
Well, that's the thing, is that he had such an interesting sort of perspective on Mexico's role or Mexico's ability to just say, you know what, I know we're neighbors and we have these existing ideas, but if you're going to blow up NAFTA and if you're not going to let us cross sort of freely, he said, look, Mexico's going to figure it out.
And the only one that's going to be affected is the American economy, period. Us as Mexico, if we're forced, we're going to start to try to start looking somewhere else in order to be accepted and welcome.
I mean, the difficulty there is going to be, it's so much trade happens between Texas, New Mexico, California, right, Arizona, and Mexico. That's going to be tough.
Andy Euler back up in Austin after 3 days down on the border in Brownsville, Texas. Andy, thanks a lot.
You got it, Kai.